Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
Orange County.
I had no idea that was your husband.
To New Jersey.
I never expected this.
Step it up.
Get behind the scenes and relive the drama.
Don't talk to him. He's a little twerp.
All of this is unimportant to me.
With exclusive interviews and celebrity guests.
Let me tell you something right now.
This is Getting Real with the Housewives.
Hey guys, welcome to Getting Real with the Housewives, a Housewives podcast from right here at Us Weekly, where we break down all your latest Housewives news, give you exclusive interviews with your favorite ladies, and dish the dirt on all things Real Housewives related. I'm your host, Christina Garibaldi. This week, we sit down with former Real Housewives of New York star Dorinda Medley, who talks life after Housewives, what she misses the most, and if she would ever return.
We have to talk about how amazing you look. You look absolutely fantastic.
And feel.
Do you feel? Yeah, you feel great.
You know, that's what's great about this whole thing is, listen, we all kind of, when COVID started, we all thought it was sort of, we knew it was bad. We didn't quite understand it, but we kind of thought it was sort of this opportunity to like go and eat and drink and have fun. And like, it's going to be over in a month. Little did we know that it was going to be almost a year later. And, you know, a lot of us have gained weight. I gained almost 15 pounds. Mm-hmm. And really, you know, we got too lazy in these sweatpants being, you know, and all of a sudden I started to take out, because I didn't think we'd be changing seasons during COVID. Okay. So all of a sudden, you know, when spring came and summer came, I'm like, wait a second. So by fall, I was literally 15 pounds heavier and nothing fit. And for someone like me, who's not a big person, that's a lot of weight.
Right.
So I was so happy when, you know, I got asked to be an ambassador with Nutrisystem, because the thing, sometimes it's very hard when you're trying to do a diet to get your head around it. This is easy. It's color coded. Like I took this out for you just to show you like what my day looks like today. You know, like it's yellow for breakfast, blue for lunch, red for dinner. It's like the granimals of diets. So you don't have to think about it. They personalize it for you. It shows up at your door, which for me was everything, because I don't know about you, but I was so sick of going to the grocery store. Just the whole putting on the mask, trying to figure out what to eat. I was so sick of cooking. And to try to curate something and still do it myself during COVID, it was just too much. So I dove in, was so proud to be asked to do it. I said I was most proud and horrified that they asked me to do it. I was like, oh my God, dude, I see. And it has been it's been fun.
Yeah.
I know that's crazy, but it's been fun. This, you know, they have so many different varieties of food. And you can really kind of wake up and be like, yesterday I was like, you know what? I want pasta. So I had the delicious ravioli. There you go.
Yeah.
You know, if you want savory, you can have in the morning the turkey sausage muffin. Then there's some mornings you just want a chocolate muffin. Mm-hmm. So you don't feel deprived, because I think that's a lot of it with a lot of these other plans. You don't go bored of this. I'm not just saying this. I have now, as this morning, lost 13 and a half pounds. But more importantly, I see it in my face. I just feel like I look better. My eyes are bright. My energy is fantastic. So, you know, it's not just about the superficial, which is great. We all love the superficial, but I feel great. You really do.
That's amazing. 13 so from pounds. That's
13 and a half pounds. Look at this. I have a waist again.
You look fantastic.
I actually have a waist again.
I mean, what's your goal, and what's been the most challenging thing about keeping it off, or has it not been challenging at all since they make it so easy for you?
Well, now here's what's interesting, because a lot of people ask me that. What is your, we've been kind of lucky because, or I've been kind of lucky because, you know, when I live in New York, you go out a lot. So you have to, that, I was thinking, how am I going to do this when I'm back in New York? But, you know, you have a lot of flex options, mm-hmm. and you can manage it. Like, you know, you're not going to go off the rails, but you can have it, like, if you want to, a big piece of protein. Like, sometimes you can have a piece of salmon with broccoli. Mm-hmm. I haven't really, I'm not just saying this, I haven't found it. Like, it's a way of life for me now. I was saying to my friend Luke, I don't know if I'll ever kind of go off it. Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, definitely.
Because
it's a way of life.
It's a way of life for me, you know, and the food's delicious.
Yeah.
I get excited. Like, you can, like, literally, you can be like, oh, I feel like a chicken enchilada. Oh my God, I feel like a muffin today. Last night I had one of their ice cream sandwiches. Mm-hmm. Because a lot of going on these journeys of weight loss, we have in our mind that you're being deprived, yeah. right? Oh, we have to do this. Oh, when I meet my goal, that's it. I'm going crazy. I'm going to go nuts. I don't feel that way. I don't feel deprived.
That's, well, I think that's the most important thing, because you want to be able to have your ice cream sandwiches and your chocolate muffins and things like that.
You want to eat.
Yeah, and you don't want to feel bad about it. Yeah.
You want to reward. And I'm a big snack person. Like, look at these. These are delicious.
Oh, those look great.
That's exciting. They're little chocolate dots. Every day I have them. If I, you know, I want to cook the country, I have my little popcorn. I'm a huge popcorn person. And I'll tell you what else has really been a big help, which I never really did before this, is I brought it for you. I brought their shake. The shake is great. I have it. It's probiotic, so it's really good, because we all, you know, the immune system, it's good for your immune system. But in the afternoon, when I kind of feeling like, oops, you know, I don't want to eat till 6, 7, I got to get over the hump, I'll just have a probiotic shake, and it fills you up, and it's delicious.
That's great. So do you?
I'm having fun with it. I'll be honest with you. I am having fun with it. It's one of the easiest projects I've ever done, because, you know, a lot of times there's a learning curve. There hasn't been a huge learning curve. I jumped into it. They make it simple. I get excited when the big, huge styrofoam thing shows up at my gate at Bluestone Manor.
I love it.
And, you know, they have a great app, so they personalize it for you. So, you know, you can tweak it as you go along. You can try different things. Oh my God, they have pad thai noodles. Will you send me those? So that makes it fun, because you want variety, right? You don't want to get bored. You don't want to feel like you're missing out. I don't feel like I'm missing out.
Yeah, they make it nice for you.
They make it nice. Cheers to that.
Cheers to that. I love it. Do you have a goal in mind that you want to lose a certain amount of weight? Or
yes,
you
do? I do.
You do?
I want to get down to 125.
That's great.
I was about 141 when I started. Mm-hmm. And I want to get down to 125. I think that would be a very good weight for me. And I'm getting close, and you can feel it. And, you know, there's nothing better than to take out, like, I literally am shopping in my closet again.
That's cool.
Isn't that fun?
Yeah, that is,
like,
so fun.
Yesterday I found an old Alexander McQueen jacket and a Dolce & Gabbana leopard dress that just hasn't fit. And we kind of convince ourselves, or I do anyways, women, when we try to, we're like, oh, my body's changed. Oh, it's my age. Oh, it's this. It's just someone shrunk it. You know, who took it? Hannah did something to it. But you realize, like, when the dress zips up, you really do have you're really happy. Like, I zipped up this leopard Dolce & Gabbana dress yesterday. I was like, oh, I'm back.
It's the best feeling.
And you want to dress up every day.
You know, what has life been for you, like, the past few months? Because obviously the last time we spoke, you were on Housewives, and a lot of things have changed since then. So how are you doing? And what has, you know, obviously you're losing weight and doing great, but how have you been since then?
You know, it is, I was thinking about that yesterday. As terrible as COVID has been and is, it has been such a beautiful reset for me. I've really enjoyed spending time at Bluestone Manor, which I love, which I never really get a chance to do. And I've really enjoyed just being with my parents and having that sort of relationship with them again, that's not rushed. Mm-hmm. And just slowing down. I finished my book, Make It Nice. They're just going to come out in June. The writing experience has been really healing and great. And I really, You know, there's that old, my mother said to me when the whole thing happened with Housewives, sometimes God does for you that which you cannot do for yourself. Yeah. And it's been a blessing to have the time off, because every once in a while, it's important to stop, reset, think, regroup, find, because we get lost.
Right.
Yeah. Get lost in whatever this is, Housewives, fame, the city, wants, desires. And it's been really nice just to kind of reset and find Dorinda again. You know, not Dorinda the housewife, not Dorinda the John Dan's daughter, not Dorinda Richard's wife, just Dorinda.
Right.
Yeah. And I found it very empowering.
Definitely. I mean, do you feel like maybe now you were in one of the best places that you have been in quite some time?
I really do. Yeah. I really do. I feel happy. Right. I feel content. And a lot of that worry and fear that, you know, is gone.
Yeah, that's good.
I think COVID has really, really taught us in quarantine and just regrouping has really taught ourselves to be more accepting of ourselves and sort of look. We can get very stuck in the micro.
Yeah.
And get, you know, and then we forget about the macro. So it's good to just sort of open your eyes up a bit. So yeah, I thank God, knock on wood, I'm happy. Everybody's happy. We've been healthy. I've been very, listen, I am a COVID, I'm like really COVID scared. So I haven't done anything, gone anywhere. I just really took it very seriously. A, because I just don't want it. And B, I'm taking care of my parents.
Right.
So for me, you know, I have to be careful of that. So I've taken it very seriously, but it's been good to just give into that and be like, it is what it is. And now we have change directions. You know, I'm a person that believes whenever there's a roadblock, it's not a stop. It's just, how do you get around it?
Yeah.
What do you have to do differently? How do we change it up? You know, my mother is famous for saying, no is just yes and a little harder. By the time Housewives started, we were already well into October. So I was already well into the COVID, the life, the whole thing. But you know, listen, I have no hard feelings about the Housewives. As you guys know, I did almost no interviews. In fact, I did no interviews. I was very quiet because I don't have any bad feelings about it. Mm-hmm. I think everything has a time and a place. And I think that was their decision. And I think things change and you have to accept change. And a lot of times if you sit quietly and you wait, it ends up being the best thing for you.
Right.
So I don't know. You know, I get asked weekly, daily, are you going back? Would you go back? Will you go back? Because, you know, they called it a pause. So everybody was confused by that. I was confused. I was like, okay. time will tell. We're still not out of this phase.
Right.
We got a long way to go. They haven't even had their season yet. You know, I don't know. You know, it's a year in the housewife's world is like 10 years in anyone else's. Things change very quickly. But I'm still very close to everybody. I'm close to most of the girls on the cast. And I feel positive about it. You know, Andy checks in every once in a while and everyone checks in. And, you know, I was really, you got to remember, I was really friends with these people.
Of course,
they were part of my life before the show.
Right. So
this wasn't a show thing. This was a real thing.
This is a real thing. I mean, did you feel like almost it was a disservice by not letting you come back and kind of, not redeem yourself, but like, you know, show that you were in a better place. Cause you said, I mean, I spoke to you during the season last season and it was a hard season for you for so many different reasons, but did you feel like it was almost like a little bit of a disservice not letting you come back and do that?
Well, I think what I found interesting, and I don't want to kind of get off topic because we are here for Nutrisystem.
I don't want
to get mad. I think they've allowed many of the other housewives the opportunity. And, you know, it's not, and I'm not being negative about it, but I do think that is the glory of a housewife, the rise, the fall, and the rise game. I think the audience would have loved to have witnessed that, but they made that choice and that's fine. And in a weird way, maybe it was better I just didn't. Maybe it's better that, you know, I would have had to be in New York. I would have been filming during COVID. It would have driven me crazy.
Right. Yeah.
I couldn't have done it. Like all these people running around traveling and doing stuff and not taking it seriously, it would have driven me crazy.
Mm-hmm. Is there anything you miss about it?
So I wouldn't have been with my parents if I were filming because, you know, not everybody has the same sort of, you know, outlook about the whole process.
Right. Is there anything you miss about it?
Yeah, of course. You miss it. Yes, of course. I mean, It's the housewife. So I was a great housewife.
You're fabulous.
I brought it.
My favorite housewife, Dorinda.
No, you know, I The thing about me is I really didn't care so much because I really enjoyed, I let the audience see me just as I am. You could love me, you could hate, you could love me again. And I think one of the things that really worked, and I think it works for me doing Nutrisystem and stuff, I really do, is one thing I've realized is I am an authentic person. Mm-hmm. Like, you've met me in real life. You met me off. I'm not really different in real life than I am on this show. So I've really grown to respect myself for that. Like me, hate me, I'm Dorinda Medley, you know, and I always make it nice.
You just did like so many new taglines during that. Well, tell me more about your book. What are you going to talk about in this book? Are you going to be talking about your weight loss journey in your book as well?
I am going to talk about just all, I mean, I'm going to talk about everything. I'm going to talk about from my, you know, from, listen, I find it ironic. Let's just say this. I find it ironic. I'm writing the book in a place, Great Barrington, where I grew up. I kind of came full circle from the little girl in Great Barrington to back to Great Barrington, owning the house that I always dreamed about owning. And I talk about all the journey in between. I really do think that it's a fantastic time to write a book for me because I've had time to, you know, think about it and be clear about it and not rush through it. And I also think it's a beautiful time for you women, young women, because I think we're in a beautiful time of empowerment. I said it to Hannah. Yeah. Women are very much empowered. And I want to kind of give them whatever tools I've had in my toolbox, mm-hmm. and say, this is how I did it. This was my mistakes. And just like I am in everything I do, it's pretty authentic. It's pretty raw.
Yeah, definitely.
You know?
What's dating been like in quarantine? Not so good. Not existed. I gotta ask.
I'll make up for lost time at some point, I guess. I don't even know. I've had two husbands. Listen, I've married, divorced, married, buried. Two's enough. We're good.
Well,
I'm dating myself.
That is the most important relationship.
I'm dating Nutrisystem, okay? I'm dating this chicken fajita bowl. Okay, this is where my focus is. Myself, feeling good, looking good, you know, really focusing on my friendships, my family, my daughter, who's fantastic.
She's great. Yeah, I love that. Well, it's always such a pleasure speaking with you. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye now.
All right, bye.
All right, well, that's it for this week's episode of Getting Real with the Housewives. But if you want some more Housewives news, make sure you head on over to usmagazine.com, where we've got you covered.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.